Network. I'm your host, Fierce Messon, and today is Saturday. Listen, honey, it is Sunshine Saturday, broadcasting live from Windy City. It is sunny today, really, really nice today. It is sunny, 68 degrees, my people. I tell you, it's all above 68, feels like 70, honey. Listen. It is October the 22nd, 2022, 3 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 4 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say up in here. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. You know I got to push it up to the ATL, to my home team. Must give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest working team on the planet. They are based in Kenya, Zimbabwe, East and West Africa, the U.K., and Germany, and my honorary member, India, Karun Patorti. Listen, this show is being brought to you by Gumba Rum, GumbaRum.com. That's G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M, GumbaRum.com. We do have two different flavors of Gumba Rum. We have natural vanilla, which is Gumba Gold, and natural coconut, which is Gumba Silver. Listen, great people. Steve Gum is the CEO and the founder of Gumba Rum. Please do visit Gumba Rum online for all your rum libation needs at GumbaRum.com. Now listen up in here. Steve still ain't cut no paycheck, so I don't know what's the matter, but listen, I'm refused to cut back on the quality of the show. I still get 100% quality, even though he ain't cut no paychecks for this week. So I don't know what's wrong. Y'all, set up the bar. What you mean? They're telling me Steve is paying me in Gumba Rum. No, I get paid in cash and coins. I don't get paid in liquor. Listen. It's the best show on today. Independent artist Demo. Listen, who gonna be hearing this music on today? Come on, India. Work with me. Work. Oh.
Hey.
Yeah, baby. Your music is being heard all over the world, my darling. Listen, I'm going to get on down into the music. But before I do that, I want y'all to do just a little small favor. Go to Facebook. You know, we're on Facebook morning, afternoon, and night. Use the keyword FierceBill when the page comes up. Give it a like and a follow, and I would greatly appreciate it. Listen. Let me tell you a little bit about independent artist Demo. D-Mo, baby. D-Mo, baby is in the house. That's independent artist D-Mo, D-E-M-O-E. He started his music career with Meet Me at the Moon and put his new album, Star of David. He makes music with different genres like hip-hop, alternative, indie, melodic, and R&B. So listen. I'm going to start it on off break, people, with this one is called Turbulence. How fitting. Listen, we're going to jump this on off. Y'all take a listen to Turbulence. All right. That is turbulence. Y'all know something. I was sitting here thinking about the name of that song. And y'all know what? Y'all know mama always got a life lesson to give ya. Listen, you know, every once in a while, we all experience some turbulence. You know, if you keep on breathing and living, you're going to experience some turbulence, horny. You know what I'm saying. I told y'all the other day, don't play in the mud. Don't stay in the mud. You know, we all go through things in life. I had a song, a young artist, her name is Shar, S-H-A-R. And the name of the song was The World on My Shoulder, When the World is on Your Shoulder. And I was talking about, you know, sometimes you got to stop for a minute and you sit down, you know, but you don't stay there and play in the mud. Don't make no mud blast. So listen, the same applies here. Turbulence, whenever you have some turbulence, you know something. It's just like when you taking a flight. Now listen, you know, if you ever been in a plane ride, went on a vacation or whatever, and you experience a little turbulence in the air. Now listen. Now, you know what? Sometimes God allows a little turbulence to come in our lives. Now, everything that happened to you, God didn't allow everything. But let me make this point. Sometimes he allows a little turbulence to come in your life. So now think about it this way. If you've ever been on vacation, you took an airplane flight and you had a little turbulence. Now, what do you think about? When you think about that moment when you experienced turbulence, when you was up in the air, what did you feel and what did you think? Listen, it's the same thing in life. Anytime you experience some turbulence in your life, you're going to feel uncomfortable. You're going to feel a little nervous. You get a little fear for a moment. But guess what? The turbulence don't last always. The turbulence does not last always. It passes, right? It passes. I promise you, it will pass. Sometimes in life, turbulence lasts a little bit longer than what we would like for it to last. That is so true. So listen, and sometimes, along with turbulence, you experience a holding position where you don't know what the Sam Hill hell is going on. But listen, I remember one time me and my girlfriend was going to New York, and this was really weird. It was the first time I ever experienced that on a flight. And I was just sitting there just talking, running my mouth, you know what I'm saying. And then all of a sudden, my girlfriend says, you know something, Adrian? We're not moving. I said, what do you mean we're not moving? And she said, yeah. She said, ain't you noticed we ain't been moving? I said, uh-oh, really? And then next thing you know, the people behind us started chit-chatting about the same thing. They say, y'all know what? The plane ain't moving. And I looked at them, and I said, well, what is going on? We're not moving. Now, the point of this is sometimes in life, you will be in a holding position or a holding pattern. The thing with that plane, why it was not moving, they had to refuel. I don't know what happened, why they had to do it up in the air, whatever the situation was. We sat there about 20 minutes, right? And so they were refueling. And anyway, listen, I'm not going to give you the whole details of this story, but anyway, we sat there about 20 minutes, and I began to panic just a little bit. You know what I mean? We weren't in no turbulence. We just sat there. You know what I mean? I'm like, oh, Lord Jesus, don't let us fall out the air. So anyway, saying when you are in a holding position, you will become uncomfortable. You will get a little fearful because you don't know what's going on. Now, listen, if you are of a spiritual nature, you will understand holding position. Sometimes God will keep you in a holding position. You know what? You will stay in a holding position until you learn the lesson. Sometimes God ain't going to allow you to go forward, and you sure enough ain't going backwards, right? You're not going to go backwards. So listen, God will just hold you where you are until you finish figuring out, you know, what's going on the inside of you. Sometimes it's a struggle, and you're fighting with yourself, and God is not going to allow you to go forward. He will keep you in a holding position. Listen, you'll have all kind of thoughts. Now, listen, this is the real deal. Sometimes they call it a valley experience or whatever you want to call it, down in the valley. I don't call it a valley experience, not anymore. I don't call those things valley experiences. They are learning lessons in life. So, listen, when the lesson is happening to you, of course, you're very uncomfortable. You're like, oh, Lord, which way do I turn? What do I do? You don't do anything. You don't do anything but you stay there. You pray and you seek God's wisdom and direction, right? So listen, it's the same thing in life, right? So I'm talking about his own turbulence. When you experience turbulence in an airplane, or if you experience a holding position where you're just sitting there. Maybe not many people have experienced that, but yeah, it does happen sometimes. Time to time, it does happen where you're in a holding position, and God will hold you in that position until you get through, finish doing you. So God will do that. If you cannot get through with doing you, and what I mean by doing you is trying to do whatever you're trying to do. You're trying to work it out. You're trying to figure it out. And listen, I'm very guilty of that. I got to figure out everything. I got to work out everything. You know, I got to find a solution to everything. But listen, if you are like that, if that is your nature, that's just my nature, got to find a solution to everything. If you are capable of finding a solution for everything, then why are you trusting God? You got to trust God because God is really the one that has a solution for everything in life. It is not meant for us to figure out a solution for everything. God, then what are you going to be following God for and seeking his wisdom? Because God is the ultimate solution solver, right? So listen, what you're supposed to do is consult God, and you get God's direction and his guidance or whatever it is, and then you're able to move forward. Listen, I got some more music for you. Oh, my God, that was a long life lesson, wasn't it? Now, listen, I got some more life lesson. This is called Sweet Tears. Sweet Tears. Oh, my goodness. This is a nice segue into this song, Sweet Tears, because, listen, once you finish going through the turbulence, you know, in the turbulence moments, you do have some sweet tears, right? Because you're going to cry a little bit. You know what I mean? So listen, if you are human, you're going to cry out to God, right? Okay, we're having some spiritual lessons on today. So this one is Sweet Tears. Take a listen to this.
Thank you. I'm not just okay, I just wanna fall. I'm tired, you right again. There is a fake smile on my face. You can taste the sweet tears.
Isn't it right, Ryan? It's a been a long fight, it's a been a long ride. You're enjoying lum ice, Jesus, not nice to keep falling apart too. Just kicking it out, it's dark soon. Devil's out, it's light on through. Keep the dark out, it's the hot noon. It's just right afternoon. You call me back there after Zoom. We made it happen, wasn't a room. We were after, you know. We got that day. It was that day. I don't know how fast that it goes. It's just crazy how it goes. It just remember that all the time.
All I hear is just a fake smile on my face. You can taste the sweet tears. There is a fake smile on my face. You can taste the sweet tears. It's hard to come in a feeling.
All right, that was Sweet Tears. Independent artist Demo. Let me tell you something else I was thinking about as the song was playing, Sweet Tears. You know what? After the turbulence, guess what? You experience Sweet Tears, because I am telling you, when you come out of the turbulence, you will be so thankful to God, and you will be rejoicing and saying, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. And I'm telling you, you will cry tears of joy, and those are what? They are sweet tears, my darling. Guess what? I'm out of time. I got to get on up out of here. It's been a stout. Oh, bless. And I'll come back later on today and do it all over again with infant honors, Demo.
And especially words of Don Cornelius, the man that made
Soul Train what it was in the winter city. It is peace, love, and soul.